So basically, Manga City has been around in the market for a few years now, and in North America since 2004, in Japan since 2000. Manga Studio 5 is a comic book creation tool with a lot of new features, including new painting tools, a new interface, and 64-bit architecture, as well as multi-core CPU support. This product is a more powerful version of the predecessor, and it has more features that are inclined for beginners as well as pro users. More 3D options, more coloring features, and other options similar to that. So those are the main core things that have changed in Manga Studio 5.
So what has changed from Manga Studio 4 to Manga Studio 5?
The specific aspects that have changed, the new user interface that's fully customizable, the fact that you have more coloring options, more vector tools, different paneling options, differing lettering options, word balloons that are a lot easier to use. There's a lot more materials that are available. The 3D options and 3D poses and the 3D input tools are very cool, including a tool that we'll show you at the end of our presentation, which is called Cumarian, or short is Cuma. It is a 3D input device that you can use. It's sort of like a puppet, and it'll allow you to pose characters and such. So those are the major features that have changed.
All these new changes, did they come about from research, or they come from users giving their ideas to Smith Micro?
It's a combination of users as well as feedback from research as well as feedback from users. We've really made an effort to please folks out there that have been requesting us to stick to one program. What I mean by that is a lot of the workflow in the past with comic creation required folks to use Manga Studio and then move to another program for coloring, such as Photoshop. All those tools are now available in Manga Studio 5. So very much user-based as well as lots of research done on it.
Which artists have used Manga Studio 5 to make their to make the work known today?
So Manga Studio 5 will be released in January 29th, which is next Tuesday. So there's a few artists that have had access to Manga Studio 5 as of yet as beta testers and influencers. One such artist is Ethan Nicole from Axe Cop. But Manga Studio 4 is a very, very ubiquitous tool. A lot of comic artists are using it in America, as well as a lot of manga artists in Japan and all over the world are using it. Of the comic artists that we know that are using it, aside from Ethan Nicole, Dave Gibbons from The Watchmen, Doug Tenapel, Earthworm Jim, Scotty Young, and a whole slew of other Marvel and DC comic artists that are using Manga Studio 4 for all their artwork. We're hoping with the release that those folks will move on to Manga Studio 5, and a lot of the new generation of comic artists as well as Manga Studio or manga artists will move to Manga Studio 5 as well.
How user-friendly is Manga Studio 5 for people who are not artists?
It's actually pretty friendly as a tool for anybody that's a new user. Some of the elements of the tool require for anyone that's going to draw comic strips or illustrations to have some basic drawing as well as illustration ideas or skills. So it doesn't draw for you, but it provides you with a lot of the tools that you require to draw, and it helps you a lot because the old style of drawing on paper, it's hard to save things, hard to make changes, whereas having a digital tool such as Manga Studio helps, even the newest artist.
How easy is it to publish your own artwork with Manga Studio?
That's the whole purpose of it. It's easily publishable via all types of mediums, including online, soft copy, as well as for book format. So its core functionality is to be printed as a comic book that somebody can actually hold.
Are there any plans to release it on tablets at all?
At the moment, we don't have any plans to release on the tablet, but it's definitely something that we're thinking about.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We're very excited about this launch. It's been 4 years since Manga Studio 4 has been released, so there's a lot of people anticipating this launch, and I think it'll be very big for everybody.